Can people use much electricity in the future? To make the electricity we need for our life, we are now using a lot of fossil fuels. Some scientists say that we won't have enough energy in the future. There are some reasons for this. There will be no fossil fuels if we continue to use them because they are limited. And there will be more people, and it means that more energy will be needed. In 2000, there were about 6 billion people in the world. In 2050, there will be about 9 billion people. So we have to use other sources of energy and think about how to save fossil fuels. Now, Yoko and Yoshio are going to tell us about two other sources of energy. First, will you tell us, Yoko?
All right. I'll talk about wind energy. Please look at picture 1. This shows devices to make electricity from the wind. We can see these devices in Japan now. Getting electricity from fossil fuels pollutes the air, but these devices never pollute the air. We can put these devices on the mountains and near the sea. We don't need any money for the wind. I think the wind is a good source of energy.
Thank you, Yoko. The wind is one of the good sources of energy. Yoshio, please tell us about another source of energy.
I think the sun is also a good source of energy. Please look at picture 2. This is a device of making electricity from sunlight. It doesn't pollute the air. We don't have to give money to anyone when we need sunlight for energy. We call this energy from sunlight solar energy. Devices for solar energy can be seen on the roofs of houses. I have also seen a solar car on TV, and I hope we will have solar cars in the future.
Thank you. Solar energy is also one of the good sources of energy. Well, let's think about them more. Are there any problems with these sources of energy?
Yes, wind energy has a problem. It is difficult to get enough constant wind for making electricity every day.
Solar energy has some problems too. We can't get solar energy at night. We can't get enough solar energy on cloudy days or on rainy days. We have to worry about the weather.
Thank you, Yoko and Yoshio. Both sources of energy are wonderful and will be used more often in the future. But we can understand that not only fossil fuels, but also these two sources of energy have problems. If we can't solve them, we will not have enough energy in the future. Today, we learned many things about the energy problems. We can't live without energy. It is difficult to solve the energy problem soon. The thing we have to do now is to save energy. What will you do to save energy in your life, everyone?